yourself a rainbow around your heart. Any time that the world gets you down.
That's what arts does for me.
There you go.
The world gets me down. I got issues. The music, the art, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Look, everybody says arts is important, but can you prove it? We have a woman with us now who can prove it.
Yeah.
Kristen Crampton Day, welcome to KUVO. Good to have you back.
Thank you so much. I love being here.
Saw you at Live at the Vineyards. I saw you having a good time.
Oh, it was a very fun evening. Some amazing music.
And happy 40th anniversary coming up for the CBCA as well.
Yes. We share that in common. Excited to celebrate our 40th anniversary in 2025 along with KUVO. So we'll be celebrating that milestone next year.
So the CBCA, tell us about it. And you know, the impact that it's had in those 40 years. What exactly is the CBCA?
Well, Colorado Business Committee for the Arts really works at the intersection of arts and business to advance our creative economy. And we accomplish that mission through advocacy, training, research, engagement, and volunteerism in the arts. And we have a variety of programming that we offer, like our Leadership Arts Program, which is in its 28th year, which is how I first got involved with CBCA. We help train people to serve on nonprofit cultural boards. Things like our annual Business for the Arts Awards luncheon, which will be really the pinnacle of our 40th anniversary celebration next year on April 22nd, where we recognize outstanding arts and business partnerships. But I mentioned we also do research, like our biennial economic activity study of Metro Denver culture. And advocacy is a role that we've really leaned into since the pandemic. We've always done advocacy, but now we're working on the advocacy and policy side. So I'm excited to talk to you about that work today.
Okay.
It's great to have somebody here who has actually run the numbers. You know, we talk about artists and artistic communities getting paid. We need to pay our instructors. Arts education, you dropped a little quote on me about arts education. We were talking about the stress on school boards to keep arts in the mix. A lot of times it starts with teaching children to perform, to sing, to play, to dance, to draw, to mash clay with their fingers and create sculptures. It happens a lot of times through our school boards. And they're sitting there making decisions based on what?
Well, of course, decisions always come down to budget, right?
Oh, okay.
And unless something is required, things get on the chopping block.
Okay.
And arts education is something that is unfortunately a nice to have in our communities, especially when you look at historically marginalized communities, rural communities. Arts education, whether it's music, visual arts, theater, dance, really is a gift if you have that in your community, whether it's elementary school or moving on up into middle and high school. And we're one of two states that does not track arts education data to actually look at how many schools are providing some form of arts education because we actually can't track it, the Colorado Department of Education, because it's not required in our Constitution. It's Colorado and Maine. So I think we need to fix that. I think we all know the benefits of arts education on mental health, on student achievement.
Yeah,
there's so many benefits I could go into. That would be a whole nother segment. But we know that arts education is really, really critical. And unfortunately, like I said, it's nice to have. And unfortunately, there's a lot of schools and where kids just don't have access to it. And I'll just say we're all born artists. I think, you know, when we're born, we love music, we dance, we're all born artists. But as we age and access sometimes isn't there, we don't view ourselves that way.
We sort of get out of the habit. Well, this arts policy framework is actually drawn from the voices of of all kinds of people. And this is a pretty cool tool for legislatures, city councils, maybe foundations that are trying to figure out, all right, how do we tackle this art?
Absolutely.
This arts and culture thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Colorado's arts policy framework, we just rolled out this week. This has been over a year of community conversations, community listening around the state, talking with all forms of arts advocates, creative workers about what our priorities should be as a creative ecosystem for communities to thrive. So it's really exciting to take all of those conversations and share that in this policy framework of what does that look like. And it certainly will inform our future legislative agenda, but it will also help catalyze collective arts advocacy in the state, as well as guide local advocates and really expand our partners. I mean, if you think about artists and our creative workforce, we have the same challenges and issues like affordable housing. And we want to be a part of those conversations and solutions as well. Because let's face it, artists are creative and we come up with innovative solutions.
You know, it's interesting that when you look at the big picture, right, and the impact that has on our community overall, this is not something that's seasonal. It's not something that okay, here comes January and now we're going... We're going to focus on this. This is a daily, year-round, it's not an experiment. It's something that's well-grounded, and as you said, 40 years. And sometimes we lose sight of the fact that that in life, right, the arts are something that is part of our emotional framework. Colorado is known to be a big state for outdoor activities and how that translates to professional sports and even non-professional sports. High schools, you know, we're just kind of ingrained, and they seem to be very well organized in and even on the legislative side of promoting the athletics and so forth. And the arts, though, seem sometimes to get relegated to the background. And so your organization here, the framework around the policy is there to really on a daily basis strengthen the whole aspect of why the arts are important, be they the oral arts or the visual arts or anything that people can hang their hat on from a creative standpoint.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, in these community conversations, when we imagine and we vision what does a future look like in Colorado, mm-hmm. where the arts thrive, it's not just the arts thriving, it's our communities thriving. It's our overall well-being. So we look at things like, you know, sort of the values that really set the table for this. So, and those values are fostering collaboration, transparency when we're looking at policy conversations, all art for all people. So arts access is really critical, locally and culturally responsive. So we really wanted to go about this in an equitable way and make sure that, again, people can access and benefit from the arts in our daily human lives. You talk about how critical it is. I think it's what makes us human.
Yeah.
And so from those values, we developed four, this whole framework is in fours, but we developed four pillars or strategic priorities. And from there, we dig down. You can read the entire policy framework on our website, cbca.org. But we worked with a local firm, Empowered, to help us do the community outreach and the listening and develop this framework. And it's really going to guide us into the future as we pursue arts-friendly policies at the State House.
Wow. At the State House, you'll see Kristen Crampton Day in a suit. She looks great. Watch out, state lawmakers. The CBCA is coming. They're coming for you. But you know, city councils and county commissioners and foundations, everybody's getting, hey, let's make STEM steam. Let's throw some arts in there for the scientists and the technologists. They want it to look pretty and sound good. Yeah, it's the Colorado Business Committee for the Arts, cbca.org. Thank you.
Kristen, thank you so much. You know, one last thought here that occurred to me, that so often we you know, those of us who have been around for a while put ourselves in a place, you know, emotionally and mentally that 40 years ago, 50 years ago, oh man, it was so great and so forth. But in reality is that it wasn't necessarily so, that today, 40 years later, 50 years later, the work of an organization like the one, like this organization, the Colorado Business Committee for the Arts, and collectively, and how the outreach is so important to getting people from all walks of life and all ethnicities to be able to be engaged in the arts is more than what was going on 40 years ago. Before 40 years ago, we all know it was kind of a, you walk into a museum, you walk into this, and that's what it was, right? And now here we are. And so things have evolved, and I believe they've evolved for the better, but they haven't happened by accident. It's been through really digging deep and understanding what it takes to elevate to that next level so that we don't just exist, but we thrive as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. Ending on a positive note, because it has been very intentional and inclusive, and it's so critical for our communities to thrive. Yeah.